as Lucas not here, another formal way to prove this, and that I do it on his behalf, I think, even though I'm not on the faculty of the Institute of Social Studies, I think the moment that I found out what Luke was doing was quite crucial for the development of this colloquium, because it really became an impulse for me to try and get him involved more than I had initially foreseen. He was just one of those many people that I had on my list of contacts, and then I said, well, I must have that man. And when I discovered his process that he became director of his institute, which started in January this year, it was immediately evident that the institute should be involved, particularly as he has an intention to transform this institute, giving it a very clear transdisciplinary character, which I think is extremely appropriate. And we didn't touch upon the issue of transdisciplinarity in any explicit sense during the colloquium, just the same as we did not explore explicitly so much the issue of gender, but it was present all the time in all those discussions that we had. That we were certainly looking at all those aspects from a perspective that went way beyond our various more narrowly defined interests and disciplines. So I had found that collaboration extremely fruitful, both at the level of the logistics that it facilitated. We immediately had a nice room to work in like this one, but also at the intellectual level, it worked out very well. And I'm extremely glad that that we did it. So even though the director of the institute is not present here, I do express in front of you my great gratitude to the institute for having been with us and for wanting to continue to be with us. I think the most important outcome of this meeting is, in fact, the disposition that I think was communicated by every single individual at the end of this morning, and by every single group that has come here as a group, to want to continue and to do so in a very concrete manner. Everyone has ideas of what should be done, could actually visualize and make plans and discuss them. So I personally feel extremely committed to facilitating the follow-up to that process, or to my level best via the networking technologies that we have available, via other mechanisms of discovering others and other institutions that will be interested, so that this will not die, but it will live and will live a good life, and will hopefully bring us together on a future occasion, which may be quite different from what we did now. This was an exploratory character. It was the first time that anyone decided to work on those issues. I think now that we have familiarized ourselves to an extent with them, all kinds of work is sparking off, which is sort of the Paula, things that she wants to do in Mozambique, Yenya making me aware of follow-up that he wants to create in Russia. I know John and Roy, who is currently being interviewed by Radio Netherlands. They have their own plans for the Science Workbook series. Elisa will go on with her focus on facilitating the development of the scientific mind for both genders and not just for one. And all the networking people that are here that use internet, they will continue to do so. The people involved with the broadcast media, they will use their the opportunities that they have. In fact, Laura is currently already doing that by making an interview with Roy. The desire to make knowledge available to everyone, as Jill so eloquently put forward in our midst, I think it has our attention more than that. We all have already concrete ideas on how to work on that. So we are very well placed, I think, now after only 4 days of hard work. It was 4 days of hard work, and you have a well-deserved free almost afternoon, because most of the afternoon that you can go to some of those magnificent museums that you found in the city, you can go to the beach, so just enjoy walking through the city. I hope you will use the time that you have here to explore the city. And
okay, go on.
You mean I have to say something to Yusra? I'm talking to Yusra all the time. Yusra, are you there?
Yeah, I'd like you to tell me what I'm supposed to do after this is over now, because I can't go walking through the Hague.
That's true. So you, where are you now? You're sitting in your house in Jupiter.
Yes, sir.
That's somewhere in the galaxy, isn't it?
No. I am a true alien, after all.
Yeah, so why don't you go out? There are a couple of stars over there, I think.
I'll hop over to
enjoy yourself.
What's close to Jupiter? I don't know.
Spread your wings and continue to work on the proceedings as you have already been doing.
I'm afraid of that.
We got a few more celestial populations involved. Surely.
Absolutely.
So what more can I say than thank you to everyone, every single person, for having made her or himself available, for having worked hard and contributed. I learned a lot. And I hope you did as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that was BDSM 2005. It's all closed. Thank you, Yusra, for being here.
Can I say something real quickly?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Just to say that, and I think everybody that's there is very much aware of it, but Jan has worked truly tirelessly in the preparation of this conference, and the notion of building the scientific mind, if I remember correctly, really that's a concept that stems with the very inception of the Learning Development Institute. It was what he identified as his, I think at the time, one of his two primary areas of interest for exploration. And so, in a sense, the colloquium that took place this week is really something that has years and years in the making, conceptually kind of getting his own arms around the notion of building the scientific mind is something that he's put many, many hours into. When I believe it was, in fact, almost precisely a year ago that he was first approached about setting up this colloquium, and I would have to say that probably since then, it has been the single largest activity that he has invested his time into, and he's put a tremendous amount of heart into it too. It's something that I think is of great emotional interest to him as well. And I know that he values tremendously every single person that was there this week, but I want to just acknowledge the tremendous amount of work that you did, Jan, to make this possible for all of us, because it really was a labor of love. I know that, I think from just the little bit that I've been able to listen in on, that it's been a tremendously successful activity. So thank you.
Thank you, Yusra, and it would not have been possible if I hadn't had the cooperation of so many other people, including yourself.
I think in the room participants, we all thank you as well.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe you know that it's not only them, but the family of Visser.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody is white, his daughter and his wife.
The house of Visser.
Mimi, where's the bell?
Ring the bell.
Would you want to ring the big bell this time?
Or
the
small
one.
Yes. Make the big one. You may ring the big bell if you want.
Maybe ring it very, very loud.
Do the big bell.
Big bell.
No? The big bell, big bang.
You don't have to.
Okay.